Hi, I'm Chief Bob Vasquez.
And I'm Dr. Jose Lugo Santiago. Welcome to Leaders and Futures. Let us have a new kind of conversation, one about leading as futures emerge, are yet to happen, or plainly need to be reimagined.
Someone has said that the best way to predict the future is to create it. Although it's impossible to predict the future, one thing is certain, you must lead in it. It's time to think differently about leading.
This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.
Let's get started with today's discussion on leaders and futures.
Well, Lugo, I spent the last week contemplating, pondering what we were talking about last week.
The whole week contemplating?
Every day, man, I was thinking about this.
but did you get anything done at home?
No, or, I don't have to,
did you write or anything? It was just contemplation.
I am retired. Lugo, one day, give it about 50 years and you'll understand, man. I don't got to do nothing. I don't answer to the man. Now, I do answer to the woman. And, you know, I got a fairly big list. I got two of those things done. But if you're
contemplating the entire time, you can't get it done for her, right?
Well,
the list will continue to grow.
Yes, it will. It will. But it's like, what was his name? Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. I'm thinking about other things while I'm cleaning the toilets, but that's the way it goes. So I hope you had a good week. I hope the weather was good. Like I think you mentioned it last week, having to do with the trees, you know, and having to water it and all that kind of stuff, which I have a story about that. But, you know, here in Colorado, we need moisture, because if we don't get moisture, we end up having it's a very dry, and we have a lot of plains grass, you know, that just grows naturally. And that stuff gets dry, and it doesn't take much to start a fire. And we don't want that, because fires go real fast. And, you know, obviously you've been up here, got a lot of trees, and those things will burn up. So as much as we complain about the weather, we're okay. Well, now you guys had floods in the last few weeks, so I hope that's all gone away and back to some kind of, now is that normal? I was going to say back to normality, but is that normal to have floods?
We are grateful for the rain that we've had, you know, because we haven't had a lot of rain. So this is obviously, the flash floods is a consequence of, you know, dry and construction everywhere. So we have, I don't think we have done a really good job at, you know, creating green spaces. And so, but all of that is not happening now. I mean, it looks like, all things are okay, but it's for us an opportunity to think about about those things and think about the beauty of rain. And I think I told you last week that I had a tree that I planted, and so all of that stuff came right on time. So I'm hoping that planning went great. That was a wild card, I had to say, right? Because when we planted a tree, we were not expecting all that rain, and now it's there, which is good when you think about how we lead, right? We don't know the future, but we can expect several things given the conditions. And so one of those was in the possibility and on the plausible future. We knew the conditions were right. It could happen, but it's supposed to begin to be warm. Yeah. But we're happy for that.
Well, here in Colorado, we get all seasons every day. It snows, it's sunny, it's hot, it's cold, all of those things in a matter of a day. So it just depends on, you want to plant a tree? Well, do it at, let's plant on 10 o'clock, because by 11, it's going to be snowing. So, that's just the way it is. So, but we love it. I mentioned my story about trees. Here, let me share this with you, because this is a little off the subject, but kind of talking, it's about leading. I'm at this event somewhere, I don't remember where. And I mentioned I challenge the audience. I say I can speak on any subject, maybe not very long and maybe not very smartly, but I can speak on anything because I'm old. And so this young airman, there's a group of airmen. He stands up and he says, "Okay, Chief, let's talk about the connection between leading and trees." Okay. Now, luckily, I read a lot, and not that I know a lot, but And in those days, I remembered a lot more. I said, okay, well, think about this. And I think this was in California. The redwoods in California, the aspens here in Colorado have a very shallow root system. But we have, the redwoods, if you've ever been to California or seen the pictures, the trees are so huge. I mean, literally, they have some that they've made holes in, you can drive through them. This is incredibly huge. But they have very shallow root systems. So how do they live with that way? They're all connected. All of those root systems are connected, and that's what makes the forest strong. Because you can cut one, but it'll affect the whole system. You talk about ecosystems a lot, and that's what happens. You remember the fifth discipline, Peter Senge? That's what he talked about, those systems and how we should be more systems thinking oriented. But the same thing with the aspens around here. My neighbor across the way here. And we've been here 20 years, 21 years now. Someone planted several aspens together, and they flourished for many years. And then we have some kind of beetle that got to one of them, and it killed the other one, and it killed the other one, and they're gone now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them affected all of them. So I think in many ways, and we talked about balance last time, balance is not, like I said last time, 50-50. It's about doing a lot of different things. It's about, on a team, balance is struck by all of the team members and their talents, whatever you want to call it, their skills, their experiences, all of that kind of stuff. And I think because we started talking about mindset, and as Stephen Covey taught us about scarcity and abundance, you got to think about those things. It's not, there are, you're right, there are some things that are finite. Simon Sinek says that. But there's a lot of stuff that, especially in leading, that is infinite, especially for growth of our followers. I have worked, and I still work with youngsters at the Air Force Academy. They're amazing, Google. And I think you met some of them last time you were here. They are amazing youngsters, and their ability to learn, their ability to develop is infinite. And then the cool thing is that I'm on Facebook. I don't know if you know, there's an app for that, because I know you're kind of an old guy, but there's an app for that. And I connect with them, and I get to see all of their success. Now, I take credit for part of it, but they are, that's talk about abundance mentality. Talk about infinite mindset. The sky's a limit. Well, in our businesses, space is the limit.
Yeah. So, we take our students through several exercises in regards to growth mindset and talking about what is a fixed mindset and what is a growth mindset. And in regards to a leader, that it does make a big difference, right? The fixed mindset, in all essence, the belief that their individual qualities are fixed, talent is enough to lead to success, and things happen or do not happen, that's it. And having a growth mindset, and from the leader's perspective, right, is the belief that you can control your destiny. You can do that through exerting hard work, through effort, through connections. So obviously, when you think that way, then you get into the acting of learning, increasing your knowledge, always seeking people that can help you improve your performance and your abilities. And that is a very good qualities to have. But of course, what we see that happens is there is a big contrast between leaders who have a fixed mindset and other ones that have a growth mindset. And there's just a ton of writings and really great books, in on this thing that we want to call growth mindset. But the point here that we want to highlight is that how you think will dictate how you're going to solve problems, how are you going to lead people, and whether you're going to achieve the outcomes that you want to achieve in the future or not. Obviously, so you talked about, we were just talking about the fixed mindset. Basically, in some cases, you having talent or not having talent doesn't make a difference. There's a lot out there that you cannot affect, and so you do the best that you can, but there is no exerted effort to try to shape the environment so you can get to the outcomes that you can, right? And a growth mindset, a person, a leader with that type of ability is able to work the environment and also work internally, because their locus of control is much higher in that type of person than it is in a person that believe, you know, things cannot be changed. I think that makes a big difference. I think that is part of a leader. It doesn't mean that the leader cannot change his mindset. It does, you know, we're not determined to be a fixed person or a growth person. Some of these things are learned, and all of these things can be developed. And so we have been very deliberate in when we're coaching teams going through or executives as they lead organizations to develop a growth mindset. And part of that had to do with how you see the world, how you understand or how you begin to learn about trends and what you can do in the present so you can affect the different kinds of futures that are growing.
I think a lot of it has to do, Lugo, with what a term that we use in different ways, but it's about power, the P word, power. How do we exert power? Because a leader, quote, has power, supposedly. Now, what is power? Power, by definition, is a capacity to act effectively. That's the real definition. And who has that? Everyone. Right? Everyone. Mm-hmm. But we think because you're the leader, you put at the front. Often we say, and we both agree that that's not a good leader position, but you put at the front, at the top, and you exert power on those below you, which we call followers, the F word. We'll get into that some other time. But so here's an example or an exercise that I use in some of my workshops to describe this and break it apart. Take your fist. Let me see your fists and put clench them. Go ahead. Clench your fist. Both of them. Where's the other one? I don't see the other one. Oh, he's got a cup of coffee in his hand. Okay. Put the coffee down.
It's holding a pen.
A lot of people think that this is power with your clenched fist. It's almost an illustration of power, right? But what can you affect in that position with your hands like this? Nothing. All you're going to do maybe is fight. And I'm not sure that, you know, if you're going to fight your followers, I'm not sure you're going to win. Whether you win or not, they're not going to follow you, and that's a lose. Now, open your hands, palms open. How many people, how many things can you affect in that position? A lot more, right?
Yeah.
A lot more. And then if you spread your arms, that's even more that you can affect. So finite fixed mindset is those fists. That's all we got. Growth mindset, infinite thinking is there's more. Abundance, let's go find it. I mean, when you think about the things that we've created, that we develop every day. I mean, go online and you wow, what happened? Whoa, who thought of that? AI, we're going to talk about AI here in the next couple of weeks. Who thought of that? Well, somebody did, but there's probably someone that said, you can't do that. In one of my blogs a couple of weeks ago, it was about, you can't do it that way. I've been there where someone tells me, you can't do it that way. You know what? I was doing it that way,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I was being effective. So there's more. I think when we, the term leader, unfortunately, has this connotation of power, quote, power, that, okay, now we've mentioned it before, that boss that comes in to fix everything. Well, you know, maybe you are brilliant. Good for you. But maybe you'd be more brilliant if you understood why we do what we do, how we got here. And that what I just shared with you, that real power is not in me. It's in us. Blanchard, what did Blanchard say? All of us are a lot smarter than any one of us. Something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, share it. Help get each other's. And that, I think, at least in my perspective, if a leader comes in and does that, man, I'm all in. We are going to kill some people or break some things or do some stuff that nobody else has been able to because I trust you.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I did martial arts for many years. And one of the things that this is, you're talking about clinch fist and open hands. I did Japanese martial arts for many years. And one of the things you do for the most part, you always keep your hands open. Well, you also have karate, right? Karate, which is the fist. But one of the things that I learned doing those things, having the hands open when you were fighting was a lot more effective than keeping your hands, your fists clenched. Because when your hands were open, right? Because you quickly can close your hands and strike, right? That's easy to do. But if your hands are always closed, it's really hard when things come to you very quickly to open the hands to grab. But when your hands are open, you're relaxed and your body can think, your mind can think. And so then you can grab and you can manipulate energy, right? So to lead the opponent in particular ways. So you have options, right? You don't, when your hands are like that, like a fist, you only have one option. That option is to strike. Right. So you're always striking. Yeah. But when your hands are open, you got the option to strike or to manipulate the opponent's force to lead that person in a particular way to disarm the person, for example, takes their weapon and stuff. I mean, there's just so much you can do. And I think that in talking about leadership is the same way, assuming that one way is the only way to do things, it's just really not having the foresight to really understand what will happen in the organization and having the insight to understand what is happening right now in the organization. Both places are the wrong place to be.
Yeah. And if I can emphasize something, Lugo, because I am an old guy, and I think I taught you this throughout the years, is we do as we get older, maybe more experienced, default to the way we've done it. It's an easy thing to do, you know, and I think if you're going to be, especially as you get older, if you're going to be a good leader, you're going to be an effective leader, you have to break with that. You know, Covey used to say that every breakthrough is a break with, and thinking those, again, fixed, this is the way we're going to do it because that's the way it works. And there are sometimes, you know, everything has an exception, but there are other ways, and you have to open yourself. Again, considering the people that my constituents, my followers for the last 21 years or so, that they're amazing. Let them go. And we as followers, what do we want? Boss, coach, let me play.
Yeah. There's also limits to growth. Actually, there was a book.
Well, wait, not really.
There's always
because
limits.
I'm eating a lot of tacos lately, and so far I'm limitless.
Yeah, you will be if you continue like that. But there's limits to growth, right? And a lot of the things that that growth, it will depend on the kind of resources that you have, right? Everything that we mentioned is connected and produce a particular effect, and so whatever you feed. Right, that whatever you don't feed, you know, it keeps the growth of the organization. Limiting the way you think limits growth, right? And so that's the one thing that you're mentioning, which is, you know, the way I think, this is the way that I always done it, and so that is going to limit how much you can grow. But then those things happen for a reason. I think one of the things that we got to ask ourselves is why do I think this way? And part of it is psychological safety, right? This is the, or my framework, right? From here and on, if I follow this route, I know I'm going to be safe. I've done it many times. It is, but we always, at their points in our lives, you got to think because seasons change, because technology change, because people change, because social change happened. Is this the best way to do this now? And it may be, there may be a call for us to return back to the way things we were doing them for a particular reason. But I think that a lot of those pivot points have to be deliberate. They have to be a deliberate thinking.
Yes. Yes. So what you're basically saying is that there are plenty of opportunities for us to go back to the future.
There are plenty of opportunities for us to understand that we could go back to the past and plenty of opportunities to go to the future and many opportunities to stay where we are, which in turn take us to, you know, it makes us useless, right? It makes a lot of the things that we do archaic and not being able to fit the future paradigms.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm thinking about the future right now, and I think it's called Folgers, because I haven't had my coffee yet, you know, and I'm a Latino, and you know, you're a Puerto Ricano, so you got to have that coffee or else they'll throw you out of the nationality. And so I better go get my coffee, Lugo. You got me thinking about, you know, I'm going to be contemplating this all week. You know,
continue contemplating, but do something too. Keep the balance, right? A little bit of more contemplating and a little bit of the other stuff.
You need to stop talking to my wife.
Yeah, I'm sure she's like, get to do.
Yes.
All right, Chief.
Well, you have a great week. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for listening. We hope today's topic connected with you and helped you reflect on the work leaders do to get out of a narrow focus on one future and into a broader range of plausible alternatives.
If you'd like to connect with us, find us at leadersandfutures.com.
And if you would like to learn more about leadership and future studies, we have several programs to help you at the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.
Until next time, be great.